at Sea Isle since. So that's 34 at Sea Isle.
34 summers at Sea Isle. That's about right. But then, you see, we were at Sea Isle because Aunt Mary and my mother bought that house.
I see.
That's why we were able to keep going to Sea Isle.
Well, Granny was in favor of Sea Isle, wasn't she?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We were all in favor of Sea Isle. We all like Sea Isle better than any place else.
That's another example of the advantages that children bring to a family, isn't it? That you wouldn't probably have bothered with Sea Isle as a permanent place if it wasn't for the benefit for the children.
And to save you taking high chairs and coaches and pens and everything imaginable that you had to take for children, you could store one down there and have it. You didn't have to take so much stuff up and down all the time.
And you also considered it cheaper than paying whooping cough bills.
Sure, I felt that the summers in Sea Isle saved us thousands of dollars in doctor's bills. Doesn't save money. Start figuring 1912, 1913, 1914, and see if I can tie myself down to a few remembrances and anecdotes that would spot those different years.
Well, do that then.
That's what I've been trying to.
Well, how about the story about Murphy knowing that the item was caught about the child being a boy?
That's one of his stories of Murphy saying to him, when are you going home?
And yeah.
Pop said, well, we're not going home until the boy's born. Murphy said, well, when is that? He said, not in October. But the boy was born the next day. So Murphy wanted to know how he knew it was going to be a boy. Of course, he didn't know, because the boy was born a week before we were 9 months married.
Well, didn't
so nobody would know.
He has a story that he had so convinced your mother that he knew that it was going to be a boy or girl that when she went to Europe, the third child was to be born, and he said to that it would be a boy. She went and bought girls' things anyhow.
Yeah.
But then she said that she had boys in store, too.
My mother had a great deal of joy out of life. Of the children and with the children. It was a real joy to her because she always wanted a family herself, and God didn't see fit to send her any more than myself. And she got the real joy that she had looked forward to and wanted all her life in my children. They were her children. They really were her children too, because they didn't, if she was around, it didn't make any difference to them whether I was around or not.
No. Can you think of any anecdotes of 1912 and 13? You didn't dream then of the large family.
No. My mother only had one sister. My mother had two children, a boy who died before I was born, and myself. Her sister only had two children. So when my second child was born and it was a boy, I cried bitterly because it was a boy, because I felt that I was only going to have the two children. And here I was with two boys and no girls. I had no idea the number of children. When I went to the hospital when the sixth baby was born, because I hadn't been so well, I asked the doctor then what he thought. And he said he thought maybe six more. He had no more idea than I had. But all those 15 children were born within 20 years. In less than 20 years.
Well, then you were quite pleased when the girl was born.
Oh, yes, the girl was the idol of the whole family, Grandfather McSorley and everybody. The girl had to have a new coach and a new crib and a new high chair and everything new for the girl. She was the queen, and she was the queen for many years. She was the queen that was almost looked upon as an only child, because there was a boy born after her and then two girls, and one of those girls died. Then there were three more boys, so that there were only the two girls and there were six boys. But the number one girl, Winifred, was the lady of the house for many, many years.
And didn't Pop have a custom of putting the child at about two in his place at
that
table?
Was John.
Or just John?
John. John, he used to call John, son John. So John decided that he would be Daddy and Daddy would be Son John. So for about 2 or 3 months they carried on that, and Daddy would sit in Son John's place and Son John would sit in Daddy's place at the head of the table, until one night there was a fire and the fire engines were going by, and John decided he was going to the fire engines and Daddy decided he wasn't, and then he ceased to be Daddy and Son John took over being Daddy again, and that ended it. He's a funny kid.
Didn't people comment on the size of the family?
Oh, you couldn't move without people commenting. You became ostracized. They didn't want you around because you were a source of contrast and something for them to say to your face, "Oh, isn't it grand?" But behind your back was all sorts of jackasses. That didn't bother us because we were happy with the family and we wanted the family. It didn't bother us any to be cut off from a few